You share with us some of your educational background, where you went for grade school and college.
I attended grammar school in Spartanburg until the fourth grade. Then my father was recalled into military service during the Korean War, and we were sent to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. So I had 2 years of grammar school in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Then we returned to Spartanburg, where I attended Evans Junior High School and Spartanburg High School. I then I went to Coker College, which was at the time a women's college. It's located in Hartsville, South Carolina. I received a scholarship to go to college, and I was graduated first in my class.
That's wonderful. Is that Coker College a liberal arts college?
Yes, it is. And in fact, my education there, I think, had a great influence on the development of my interest in further education, as well as the things that I like to teach. They had a curriculum that was they called it World Civilization, and it was a course that you took all 4 years. I should say that, in fact, I finished college in 3 years. I started in 1960 and finished in 1963. But the course was designed so that you had lectures by faculty from a number of different areas, and there was an effort made to give you background about a historical period and all of the things that went on at that time, not only the political events, but what was happening in the arts and what was happening in science, and so that there was a real holistic understanding of each period as you worked through it. And I think that course is no longer taught, but for me, it was a wonderful way to learn. I think that I got more out of having that type of course than I would have by taking a lot of individual courses on the same material.